Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Boomer and Geo with NFL draft coverage round one on The Fan. Brought to you by Ray Katina Mercedes-Benz of Edison.
Good evening, everybody. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and streaming wherever you are on the Odyssey app. Some interesting stuff happening. It's a special NFL draft show. Roger Goodell announcing the Eagles selection at pick number 10. And if you're thinking, well, wait a second, they weren't supposed to be picking at 10. You're right. The Cowboys and Eagles made a trade to jump ahead of the Giants, and they did select Devontae Smith. Damn it. That's who I wanted to see the Giants take. What a move. They screwed up last year by taking Jalen Reagor over Justin Jefferson. The fan base hated that pick, and rightfully so. They needed to right the ship. They probably thought that the Giants were all over Devontae Smith, so they made a deal. The Cowboys and Eagles screw the Giants out of the Heisman Trophy Award winner and a big-time playmaker in Devontae Smith. That just happened right now. As you know, the Jets selected Zach Wilson number 2 overall. Boomer, what a move. Two NFC East teams trading with one another to screw another NFC East team. Who thought that was going to happen?
Yeah, good evening, G. Yeah, it's amazing that that just happened. Now, the question will be, how will the Giants react to this? Will they now trade out of the 11th spot because Devonta Smith is not there? So maybe this is maybe a blessing for the Giants. Maybe they are able to pick up some more picks. I'm telling you, I know that the Giant fan was thinking that they were going to have Devonta Smith fall to them, but this is the Eagles' version of DeSean Jackson in this draft. But for the Giants now, it's interesting because they only have 6 picks in this draft. And many people thought about, you know, maybe the Giants would trade out of this spot to pick up a few more picks in this draft because they obviously are at a significant disadvantage. It's disappointing that they don't have a chance at Devonta Smith. I get that. So I understand that the Eagles did a great job here. I can't believe that the Cowboys traded with the Eagles, but the Cowboys are all about defense. They're not worried about offense right now. They're just worried about accumulating picks and getting as many defensive players as they can get. And by the way, you know, the Jets did get their quarterback at number 2 with Zach Wilson. I'm happy for that young man. It looks like he's ready to rock and roll. He was high-fiving fans as he was walking up to accept the fact that he was the first guy that was on TV tonight because he was at the draft as Trevor Lawrence was down with his family. To accept the Jets' pick of him at number 2. So very interesting stuff going on right now with the draft, and it's going to be really interesting to see what the Giants do because I've always felt all along the Giants need defensive playmakers, and they need guys in the front 7 to stop opposing teams.
Wait a second. Hold on. Boomer, we got another trade. We got a trick. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I got you fine.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, I got
all right,
you.
Very good. You kept talking over me. I was trying to talk to you.
Well, I always talk over you.
I couldn't understand if you could hear it. Okay. Yeah, I know. So the Bears have traded up with the Giants. The Bears are now on the clock. So the Giants have traded down. They are not going to select here pick number 11. We don't have the details on the trade right now, but this has to mean that the Bears are going to select one of the two quarterbacks that are still on the board after, obviously, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, and Trey Lance went 1-2-3. So does this mean Justin Fields? I think it probably does mean Justin Fields. I can't imagine that they're going to go with Mac Jones. They could, but to me, the Chicago Bears have traded up. You have just seen two teams now trade up in this draft, in my opinion, if the Bears select a quarterback, to try to cure the ills of the past on this regime's watch. One being the Philadelphia Eagles with the Jalen Reagor pick, and now maybe the Chicago Bears with the Mitchell Trubisky pick a couple of years ago. But the Giants are not selecting here, so Giants fans, you're going to have to wait. This is not going the first time Dave Gettleman has traded down in his entire career.
Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, that's fine. I'm not really sure what they got back in return for it. But again, as Dave Gettleman said last week when he was talking about trading down and all that other stuff, he had trades in place. You know, there were players that he wanted to take. They were there, so he took them instead of trading out of there. Maybe they wanted Devonta Smith. Maybe they wanted to wait to the last minute to see whether or not he was going to be there. And if he was not going to be there and somebody was going to trade up and go get him like the Eagles just did, then he was going to be able to trade down. So the Giants are going to receive the 20th overall pick, a fifth-round pick, a 2022 first-round pick, and a 2022 wow. fourth-round pick.
Wow.
That is a great trade right there. Whoa. For the New York Giants, for what they acquired for next year's draft picks, Gio, that are going to be worth so much more because we fully expect college football to be fully played all over the place, no opt-outs, and it'll be a much better draft next year as opposed to taking shots in the dark this year.
Yeah, when you trade down 9 full slots from 11 to 20, you better get something significant back in the first round, and that's what they did. The biggest news in that trade is that the Giants got a first-round pick next year from the Chicago Bears.
That's great.
The Chicago Bears, this has to be.
Right, and where's Chicago going to be next year at this time? You know, is Chicago a playoff team? Do you believe they're a playoff team?
Oh, man, they have been so up and down. I mean, they're on the verge. They're more of an 8-8, 7-9, well, now 8-9, 7-10 type of team, in my opinion, than a playoff team. So, yeah, this could work out great for the Giants. This has to be a quarterback now. This has to be Ryan Pace trading up and saying, I have to be able to save my job somehow, some way, and hit on one of these quarterbacks. To me, if this isn't Justin Fields, I would be very surprised.
You know, it was a mild surprise that San Francisco 49ers took Trey Lance with a third pick, but most of the reports over the last couple of weeks were they were debating between Mac Jones and Trey Lance. Mac Jones being a guy that Kyle Shanahan has coached before, much like Matt Ryan, he was that kind of player. But Trey Lance is a freak of an athlete. He's only played 17 games at North Dakota State. So maybe now, and we make fun of this all the time, they're going to go through what Kansas City did with Alex Smith and Patrick Mahomes. I can't imagine that Trey Lance is going to be the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers this year, that it will be Jimmy Garoppolo, assuming that he stays healthy and that he is motivated to take this team back to the playoffs and ultimately to the Super Bowl. And then the other story that you and I haven't even talked about yet as we're waiting for the Bears as the pick is in right now is the fact that it seems like Aaron Rodgers wants out of the Green Bay situation and has told the Green Bay Packers as such that it doesn't matter whether or not you give me a contract or whatever the situation is, I'm not coming back. That's crazy.
Well, here we go with Roger Goodell. He's at the podium. That is a crazy story. They haven't really talked about it much on the broadcast either, at least on the NFL Network one, as the draft has started. I know that there was a lot of talk prior to the draft, but there hasn't been a ton of talk there yet. Wanting a contract, some issues there. Roger Goodell is talking about something else right now as opposed to making the pick because he's got several cards in front of him. And this is, of course, a big stall session before we find out what the Chicago Bears do. But 11, they are picking number 20 overall as they trade down. And Dave Gettleman
gets a haul back, including a first rounder next year. They got the Chicago Bears first rounder next year, which is a big deal. So that means to me that the Bears, of course, identified somebody that they wanted, probably a quarterback. They saw Justin Fields drop, and that's what they're going to do as soon as Roger Goodell is done talking about whatever he's talking about here. He is going to let us know. And, of course, Justin Fields available because 1-2-3 was Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, and then Trey Lance. And apparently, Trey Lance was the guy all along, so I have no idea why they were playing games, the San Francisco 49ers. It didn't make any sense to me because there was absolutely no reason not to say it was Trey Lance unless the NFL came to him and said, hey, you better not give away your picks so we can at least have some sort of drama in the first round of the draft, for crying out loud. We can't go in with everybody knowing the first three picks. So here we go. Justin Fields it is. Boomer, there you go. As we expected, Justin Fields will be the next quarterback to try to be a star in Chicago. Of course, as we know, they have a long history of quarterback failures, much like the Jets, much like the Browns. You could put the Bears in there. They have never been able to figure it out. Justin Fields gets a crack.
You know, I think it's a cool place for Justin Fields to go to, and he's got Andy Dalton to be, who will be the starter. And remember, Nick Foles is also on the roster right now for the Bears, so I would imagine that they'll, move him out of there. But, Justin Fields sitting behind Andy Dalton for a year, or maybe 6 games or 10 games, whatever it may be, he'll get to learn from a great guy, a great, teammate, somebody who had a lot of success with the Cincinnati Bengals. Unfortunately, wasn't able to win a playoff game there, but did take him there 6 times. So, this is a good spot for Justin Fields. I think if I'm a quarterback, you know, everybody wants to be picked first. Everybody wants to be picked where they think they should be picked. And when you're not, you're disappointed for sure. But when you sit down and you take stock into where you're going, what you're doing, and what the opportunities are for you, it's a great place for Justin Fields. Now, whether or not Pace and Nagy are still there after this year, that's the big question for the Bears. But I think the Bears, much like the Rams, much like the 49ers, you know what? They will throw caution to the wind. They will make trades. They will go up and get guys. They will try to make a difference on draft day and in free agency and trades, and they have been known to do that. And hopefully Justin Fields has found a home, and hopefully he could be the long-term solution for the Bears. That's, to me, that's a great spot for him, and I'm happy for him, and I think that's really one of the better things that has happened tonight, that this young man ends up in Chicago.
All right, it's Boomer and Geo, a special NFL draft show. NFL Draft 2021, Zach Wilson goes number 2 overall to the New York Jets. The Giants, who were picking at 11, they trade out and move down to number 20 in the first round. Also pick up a first rounder next year from the Bears, who selected Justin Fields. Also big story, it's Trey Lance to the 49ers. We will come right back and keep breaking down the draft for you. You got the Dallas Cowboys on the clock next. It's Boomer and Geo with a special NFL draft show. We'll come right back.
It's Boomer and Geo with NFL draft coverage round one on The Fan, brought to you by Ray Katina Mercedes-Benz of Edison.
Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's a special Boomer and Geo first round of the 2021 NFL draft. The Dallas Cowboys, of course, selecting a defensive player, and a big one at that, linebacker Micah Parsons out of Penn State with the 12th overall pick in the first round. That defense in Dallas was an absolute joke last year. They needed to do that. That's why it wasn't a big deal for them to trade with the Philadelphia Eagles, even though the Philadelphia Eagles went and up to get one of the best offensive players in this draft, which is a little strange, but they didn't want another offensive player, especially another wide receiver, because they've got plenty of that. And they went back to 12 from 10 to get Micah Parsons, and the Giants, of course, trading down as well with the Chicago Bears and went up to get Justin Fields. The Giants will pick at number 20 overall. But this is a big deal for the Dallas Cowboys. Needed a big impact linebacker, and they got one.
Yeah, there's no question about this. I thought maybe the Giants would consider Micah Parsons at 11. But again, I just think that they were thinking Devonta Smith may be there. They would have taken him had he been there. Since he wasn't there, they were going to trade out and they were going to accumulate picks, which is good. good for Dave Gettleman to do, because they only had six picks going into this draft. And I do think they got great value from the Bears to do what the Bears did. And even though they dropped to 20, they'll be able to get somebody of significance, maybe Christian Darrisaw, who's an offensive tackle from Virginia Tech. They could also go with Quiddy Pay from Michigan if he isn't taken. There are a number of players on this board that are still very, very good players for the Giants to take for defense or offensive line. But, you know, Micah Parsons was a very interesting guy. I thought that, you know, he was one of the top guys. And because, you know, they are going to lose one of their all-time best linebackers due to retirement and injuries this year, they definitely needed another linebacker. So they have been working on their defense down there in Dallas for years now, and this is like the beginning of the rebuild of the defense. The offense is fine. The offense is going to be good. They'll probably draft an offensive lineman later on in the draft to shore up the interior part of that offensive line there, down there in Dallas, but I thought this was a very good pick for Dallas, and the fact that Dallas and Philadelphia did this to the Giants, and you're going to see Micah Parsons and Devonta Smith, if you're a Giant fan, playing in those other uniforms for the next few years, I know it stings right now, but you know, the full effect of this draft will not be felt for the Giants until they pick at number 20 and we see what they get. And of course, next year with the Bears first round pick.
Yeah, it was really working out perfectly for the Giants as Devonta Smith was starting to fall. The Eagles were having none of it. It was a difficult thing to pull off because they had to pull it off with the Dallas Cowboys, and they did. I think that stinks. I think it would have been awesome. You heard John Mara talked the other day about how you need offensive playmakers, and he was really putting an emphasis on that, and you know that they wanted him, then they probably would have selected him, and then he ends up going to the Eagles, who just dropped the ball last year with a wide receiver. That's
well, I mean, if they want another playmaker, G, at wide receiver, they can go for Elijah Moore from Ole Miss. That kid is a stud. That kid is, you know, like, he's just on the outside of the top three wide receivers, but man, he is a punt returner, a kick returner. He's a slot receiver. He's one of these, like, now in all of a sudden Ole Miss has become, what, much like LSU and Alabama have become, wide receiver heaven. I mean, there have been a number of wide receivers that have come out of there over the last couple of years, the last being DK Metcalf for the Seattle Seahawks. You know, if they want a playmaker of that significance, there's still plenty of guys there. I mean, they may even trade down again for all I know, but there's also a need for an edge rusher. And that's probably the area around 20 where the edge rushers are going to start going. So whether it be Quiddy Pay from Michigan, maybe it's Jalen Phillips from Miami, any of those guys could still be available for the Giants at number 20.
All right, so we saw the first two picks go as expected. Of course, we knew for months about Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson, and then Trey Lance ends up going number 3 to the 49ers. You know, as far as Zach Wilson goes, I mean, you know, he joked around on a video that we did on Twitter that, you know, he was going to his junior cotillion after this. He does look young. We know that. We've seen him before. But he does exude, and I don't want to trash Sam Darnold, I don't, and really someone giving one interview or the way that he carries himself is not going to tell you that much, but, you know, when we first met Sam Darnold at training camp, when you first saw him speak, he was a little more timid, a little more wide-eyed, and Zach Wilson right off the bat has sort of this I'm not scared of anything type of aura about him. Now, I don't know how that's going to translate, but at least from, you know, first impressions of him speaking, putting on the Jets hat, he mentioned Super Bowl in his first breath, which is either a good thing or a bad thing, depending on how you look at it. But, I mean, I will say, and I am not the guy who's going to go absolutely crazy over one interview. I'm not going to do it. But I will say my first impression of him with that Jets hat on was, wow, I mean, this guy does have some of that confidence that just comes off of the screen when you see him.
Yeah, and that's the part that you have to find if you are a player personnel guy, if you're a general manager. This is why Joe Douglas did not want to trade Sam Darnold before he saw all of these kids and got to meet all of these kids and saw them at their pro days, evaluated all of their film, and then sat down and talked with them. And then, believe you me, just like I did for us, you know, I called one of his high school coaches to talk to him about, you know, Zach's background, his family background, what is he like. And, you know, if I'm doing that as a radio guy here in New York, you can imagine what the scouts are doing and how deep they're going into the background of a guy. So this kid has basically blown everybody away this offseason, and good for him. And he's going to step into a pressure cooker. There's no question about it. It's his team. They don't even have a backup right now of any significance. So it's his team. He's the guy. There is no question about that, much like Trevor Lawrence is going to be the guy for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I don't think Trey Lance is the guy for the San Francisco 49ers right now, but maybe in the middle of the season, maybe towards the end of the season if Jimmy Garoppolo gets hurt, or maybe even next season when Jimmy Garoppolo gets traded like Alex Smith did from Kansas City a few years back to the Washington football team. So I just, like, the Jets are starting over. They're fresh. They're stable at the top. He's a great kid, and hopefully they don't screw him up like they screwed up Sam Darnold.
The Chargers pick is in. We will find out what that is after our break. It's also followed by Minnesota, then New England. There's a lot of intrigue with that Patriots pick. The Giants picking at number 20 now after their trade. You know, the Jets got Zach Wilson, and, of course, the Jets' second first-round pick in this draft is number 23. WFAN's coverage of the draft is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Edison. Thinking of a Mercedes-Benz? Think Mercedes-Benz of Edison. It's Boomer and Geo. Special draft show. Quick break. We'll come right back.
It's Boomer and Geo with NFL draft coverage round one on The Fan. Brought to you by Ray Katina Mercedes-Benz of Edison.
Minnesota Vikings on the clock with pick number 14. Overall, all the Jets traded up.
Boomer. Uh-oh. Here we go.
The Jets made a trade with the Minnesota Vikings. They are now on the clock. So this is just about as good as it gets for us personally. And the Jets trade with the Vikings. The Vikings go down to number 23. The Jets go up to 14 with a minute 20 left to go. Right. Who could this be?
Well, it could either be Verrett Tucker. He's the USC offensive guard. He's a stud. And, you know, he would be, you know, the Quentin Nelson for the New York Jets. I'm not saying he would be that good, but think about Quentin Nelson and what he is for the Colts. Maybe Verrett Tucker could be that for the Jets. It also could be Quiddy Pay, the edge rusher from Michigan, who's a tremendous football player as well. And it also could be, it could be one of two kids from Virginia Tech, either Caleb Farley, the cornerback, or Christian Darrisaw, Virginia Tech offensive tackle, to go opposite of, big Mekhi Becton. So the Jets are being aggressive. Now, I love this because this is what we've been talking about, Joe Douglas taking over the team, and when he finally got rid of Adam Gase and that coaching staff, it was his team, and Christopher Johnson and Woody Johnson decided, okay, the GM is going to run the team now. He's going to pick the coach. He picked the coach, and he has been basically moving around this draft board for the last year and a half. And this is what you love if you are a fan of a particular football team. So I gotta believe that, you know, you do have a defensive head coach, and I know you're bringing in a young quarterback. The question is, do you want to protect the young quarterback, or do you want to give the defensive head coach somebody that, you know, that mimics somebody that he has had somewhere else where he was in San Francisco? So is there an edge rusher out there that mimics Joey Bosa? I don't know. But that could be the case right here for the Jets.
Yeah, so, I mean, really, if you talk about Quiddy Pay, you talk about Jalen Phillips, those are two guys that would be selected right around now if you're talking about defense and you're talking about defensive ends, edge rushers, if Joe Douglas wants to go that way. Or then maybe they could select Mac Jones and have Zach Wilson and Mac Jones battle it out in training camp.
But, you know, Verrett Tucker would not be a bad pick. I'm telling you, be a safe pick. You know, they may need it. They may feel like they need a cornerback. That's the other thing. I mean, the Jets have a lot of holes all over their roster, and this is what you do when you get draft capital like the Jets have done over the last year and a half. And this is why I kind of like Joe Douglas. I like what he's doing. You know, he traded Jamal Adams, and it was not a popular thing to do with Jet fans, but Jamal wanted out of here. And, you know, I was reading about Pete Carroll talking today about not having a first-round draft pick, and he said, well, our first-round draft pick is Jamal Adams. Well, he was somebody else's first-round draft pick 3 years ago, and he's going to be your problem, and you're going to have to give him a new contract here, and he's not going to be happy if he doesn't get what he thinks he's worth for. And now, but now the Jets are removed from all of that, and here they are moving around the draft board and using their draft capital And I think this is a terrific move. I'm not sure who they're going to go for, but it's got to either be an offensive lineman or an edge rusher. That's what I would think.
All right, we're going to try to get you the pick live on the air from Roger Goodell. The Jets traded up from 23 to 14 with the Minnesota Vikings. I don't know the details of the trade yet. We will give you the details of those of the trade as soon as we get it. But all you need to know right now is that the Jets are on the clock and they're going to be making a pick.
And by the way,
as Chargers, we get back from break here.
Well, I was going to say the Chargers took the tackle out of Northwestern, and you know, so that's good for. Justin Herbert out there is a good, smart pick by them. That was Rashawn Slater. And as a matter of fact, they're going to have a defensive back picked here very shortly as well. So Northwestern is going to have two first-round draft picks in this draft.
Yeah, I've got a Jets-crazed Jets fan that is texting me right now, a friend of mine, going, why are we giving up picks? Oh, here's the deal. All right, so the Jets get the 14th overall pick and a fourth rounder for the 23rd overall pick, and then two third rounders they send to the Vikings, 66th and 86th overall. Now, remember, crazed Jets fans, the reason why they're doing this is because all the draft capital, as Boomer mentioned, that Joe Douglas has accrued since he's become the general manager of the Jets. This is what you accrue it for, to get a bunch of players in or to use it to be able to trade up and get impact players. I mean, he already had two first-round picks. Now Joe Douglas has taken some of those other picks to move up and select the number two overall guy in this draft and the number 14 overall guy in this draft. You got to be thrilled if you're a Jets fan to see your aggressive general manager end up doing something like this, and we're going to find out shortly exactly who it is. Where they go and who the joint press conference is going to be. It's going to be Zach Wilson, and it's going to be someone else sitting next to him because, as Roger Goodell, I'm seeing him start to walk up and talk to whoever is sitting in the chair and do the whole thing as we wait patiently here to see who this pick is, and we're going to try to get it on the air. You've got a crazed Jets fan there with a silly hat on and a jersey shaking Roger Goodell's hand. Yes. This is great, as you see these NFL fans, of course, doing what NFL fans do.
I want you up there for the Vikings pick, by the way.
I think it's a little too late now that they've traded back. All right, so it doesn't sound like we're going to get it live on the air, so I'll just tell you what it is. Roger Goodell is... All right, here it is. Let's go to it.
The Vikings have traded the 14th pick to the New York Jets. With the 14th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Elijah Vera Tucker, guard, USC.
All right, there you go, Boomer. So yep. Joe Douglas getting one of his own. A big offensive lineman, 308 pounds, 6'4 and a half, Elijah Vera Tucker out of USC to add to that offensive line with his other big pick in the first round last year, Mekhi Becton. There's a shot of the Jets draft room in Florham Park. Everybody's up. Everybody's clapping. I see Joe Douglas hugging Rob Saleh. I see Woody Johnson on the phone. And this is great. So not only did you get Zach Wilson, your quarterback of the future, but you beef up that offensive line by trading up and getting one of the best interior offensive linemen in this entire draft.
I also remember, you know, as a former quarterback, I'm certainly going to be jaded in all of these things. And anytime you add somebody like Vera Tucker, who is the best guard in this draft, and I compared him to, you know, Quentin Nelson, I'm not saying that he's going to become Quentin Nelson, but what I am saying is that he can become an anchor to this offensive line for many, many years. You know, they drafted Nick Mangold, they drafted DeBrickashaw Ferguson, and those guys anchored that offensive line for 10 years. And that's why they were good on offense, even with a suspect quarterback. So now if you have a top-end quarterback, you have Mekhi Becton, you have Vera Tucker now from USC, you are building around your young quarterback, and you already added Corey Davis. You have Denzel Mims. You've been very active getting the right guys in free agency, you know, and this is what a stable franchise does, and that's why they reacted the way they did. Now I would think as they move on and the New England pick is in at number 15, and I can't wait to see what this pick is by Bill Belichick, for the Jets anyway, I would think most of these next group of picks are most likely going to be defensive players.
Well, do the Patriots go quarterback? Do they
select Mac Jones? Mac Jones is there if they want him.
Do they? And apparently, they just showed him on the phone. That could mean something. It could mean nothing. The pick was quick.
Who's
so
buddies?
Bill Belichick, not
who's close
not
buddies.
Yeah, Nick Saban and Bill Belichick, of course.
Right.
And you know, Nick Saban absolutely loves Mac Jones and doesn't have a bad word to say about him. Obviously, with the success that he had there in his program, this would be an interesting one. I mean, this really would if the New England Patriots go number 15 overall. With a quarterback, and it looks like Goodell is sauntering up to the podium here. You know, I got a feeling that's what they're going to do, and I haven't seen anything yet on Twitter. You know, if we can take this pick live too, why don't we? Because that's kind of fun to get Goodell on the air. When you have it there, Connor, let me know, and we'll jack it up, and we'll hear it, and we'll see if the New England Patriots indeed take Mac Jones. And they've got, it looks like John Daly underneath that mask there, Boomer. Is that who that is?
Yeah, no, I have no idea who that is.
All right, well, can we go to the podium now and just hear what they're saying? Why not? All right, let's go to the podium.
Former Marine, need in his community. A former Marine saw a need in his community and started providing food to fellow veterans. He and his team have provided more than 5.6 million meals in 10 different states through Food for Vets. Don, thank you for your service to our country and for helping those facing food insecurity. The stage is yours to make the Patriots pick.
With the 15th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the six-time world champion New England Patriots select Mac Jones.
Yep. All right, there you go, quarterback at Alabama. You got to finish the whole thing. But, yeah, so there he goes, Mac Jones walking into Bill Belichick's life as the number 15 overall pick in the 2021 NFL Draft. So there you have it, Nick Saban and Bill Belichick, that relationship obviously paying off here for Mac Jones, who is going to be the quarterback of the New England Patriots at some point in his lifetime.
All right, so far, here we are, 15 picks deep into the NFL draft. Maybe one mild surprise, and that would be Trey Lance at number 3, but his name started to surface the last couple of weeks as they were debating between Mac Jones and Trey Lance. Maybe Micah Parsons a little bit higher to the Dallas Cowboys, but there was a big trade with the Philadelphia Eagles that got up in front of the New York Giants, took Devonta Smith, and then once the Giants knew that Devonta Smith was off the board, they did the smart thing. They picked up 4 picks, including next year's first-round pick from the Chicago Bears. They selected Justin Fields as a quarterback, so I think that fits there. Most of these mock drafts are in and around, I think, the right spot for all of these players. And one of the other intriguing picks in this draft, because the Bengals had a chance to take Penei Sewell out of Oregon, they decided to pass on him, and they took Ja'Marr Chase out of LSU to reunite him with Joe Burrow. So that was a very interesting pick for me as a former Bengal, and knowing the Bengals and knowing what they're trying to do there with T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow, they are going to be a highlight reel team. We're going to be seeing a lot of highlights from them with all these athletes that they're acquiring now on the outside for the Bengals offense. So an interesting draft, to say the least. Not a lot of crazy surprises. Maybe the biggest one would be the Eagles trading with the Cowboys, and then the Cowboys, taking Micah Parsons, and the Eagles taking Devonta Smith.
WFAN's coverage of the draft is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Edison. Thinking of a Mercedes-Benz? Think Mercedes-Benz of Edison. It's Boomer and Geo going at 10:30, and then we'll hand it over to Carton and Roberts, who will take you for a half hour, and then Moose and Maggie after that. It's a special WFAN NFL Draft special. It's a special, and we're coming right back.
It's Boomer and Geo with NFL Draft coverage round one on The Fan, brought to you by Ray Katina Mercedes-Benz of Edison.
Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Geo for the second time today, breaking down some NFL draft for you as it is Now, what are we? We're halfway through, more than halfway through the first round, as the Arizona Cardinals just picked Zaven Collins, linebacker out of Tulsa, won a bunch of awards as the nation's top defender.
Wow.
That was a little bit of a surprise.
Yes.
But an interesting pick. Yeah, you would think, as the Giants are now picking number 20 after trading down from 11 with the Chicago Bears.
Right, I didn't see that pick, so that's good for the Giants. So that means there's going to be a number of players that the Giants could look at, whether it be Quiddy Pay out of Michigan, a defensive end, Caleb Farley out of Virginia Tech, a cornerback. And then, of course, his teammate Christian Darrisaw is an offensive tackle from Virginia Tech. And then there's the athlete, and that's Jalen Phillips out of Miami. So, you know, one of those four players, or maybe a number of those four players, are going to be there for the Giants at number 20, because you never know what's going to happen in front of them. And if they want a playmaking wide receiver, Elijah Moore out of Ole Miss is still on the board. And he is a very, very explosive player. So I know that John Mara was talking about playmakers, but playmakers come in all forms, shapes, and sizes and play all different positions. And I would think defensive end, edge rusher is of paramount importance for the Giants right now, because I know they're going to get a couple of their guys back that were hurt last year, and they're hoping that maybe they strike gold with one of those guys. But you can always add another one here if you'd like. And we're talking about the top end guys here, because those guys have not been taken yet.
So the story, really, the quarterback so far, and of course what the local teams have done. You've seen trades by both the Jets and Giants. The Jets trading up to get Elijah Vera Tucker, the best guard in the draft out of USC. The Giants trading down with the Chicago Bears, who wanted to go up to 11 to get Justin Fields. They will select number 20 overall. The Vegas Raiders pick, as in, we're going to take you just for a couple more minutes, then we're going to hand it over to Carton and Roberts, who will have that Giants pick for you and live reaction with that Giants pick right here on WFAN, so you don't want to miss that. Craig and Evan will be taking over right around 10:30, and that's when the Giants will be selecting, so you get their initial reaction right on the air with the Giants pick. And with the Zaven Collins selection, as Boomer points out, there's going to be a number of players there for Dave Gettleman. All the talk about Dave Gettleman never trading down in his entire career. He made a big trade down, and acquired another first-round pick.
He may want to trade down again. He may do it again. You never
know.
As long as he feels like he can get one or two, three of the players that he wants, and maybe somebody wants, Najee Harris, the running back out of Alabama, which I think either he or Travis Etienne would be great. But, for some other offense, maybe Pittsburgh in that case, would love to have one of those running backs. But I will say this, looking at this draft board again, it is really throwing darts, because a lot of these kids didn't even play this past year and haven't played in over 500 days. So you really have to take that into account when you're picking these kids. But I would say right now, if I had to grade the Jets, I would give them an A. They got the quarterback that they wanted. They got the offensive guard that they wanted. I know it's not a sexy pick, but that is a foundational pick. And the Giants, I got to, given the fact that they only had six picks coming into this draft and the Eagles got in front of them and took Devonta Smith, they did what I thought was the right thing, and they picked up four extra picks, including Chicago's next year's first-round draft pick, which is awesome for the New York Giants.
All right, so we are going to – we'll tell you what this Raiders pick is, because Roger Goodell is going up to the podium, and then we are going to sign off, take a quick break, and then Craig and Evan will join you, as we'll have a special edition of Carton and Roberts to take you through the next portion of the draft, which will include the New York Giants pick. Roger Goodell now speaking at the podium. It's Alex Leatherwood out of Alabama, the tackle at Alabama. So Mike Mayock and John Gruden going with a big tackle in round one with pick number 17. So tomorrow morning, we'll be back on the air. You have the warm-up show with Alan Jerry at 5 a.m. Then we'll be back at 6 a.m. to break it all down again, Boomer. So all the stuff that – maybe we'll just replay this for the first hour, and then we'll start our show live at 7 o'clock. What do you think?
Well, I know you and I will both stay up to watch the rest of this first round. It's going to be really interesting. This Leatherwood pick, again, another interesting pick that probably benefits the Giants if they're going to go defense. because they'll have their pick of the defensive player that they want, especially if it's an edge rusher. So things falling into place for the Giants. I think their trade was great, and I think that the Jets did great. I give them an A. And tomorrow morning when we wake up, we'll take a look at all 32 first-round picks, and we'll have our take on pretty much every team and look forward to doing that.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow morning, all right?
All right, good night. Rangers lost, by the
good
way.
Good night. Thanks. Yes, I'm well aware, and I'm glad that you waited till now to bring it up.
Yeah, I didn't want to ruin the draft show. Tomorrow. You know, I know it's a big deal.
All right, I got you. WFAN's coverage. Goodbye. WFAN's coverage of the draft is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Edison. Thinking of a Mercedes-Benz? Think Mercedes-Benz of Edison. Boomer and Geo signing off. Carton and Roberts coming up next, and I'll have the Giants pick for you. Keep it right here on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.